And in Limerick, the Environmental Protection Agency has granted a licence to Irish Cement to burn waste at its site in Mungret. The provisional decision will allow the company to move away from using fossil fuels at the plant, which employs 80 people. But the decision has provoked fury among some residents and members of the Limerick Against Pollution Group. One of its members, Angus Mitchell, spoke to our reporter Eilidh Sheehy.
We're obviously very disappointed and pretty dumbfounded, principally because we've carried out a lot of detailed investigation over the last 4 years, and therefore we thought we had a very good chance that the EPA would at least apply the precautionary principle with this license application.
What kind of impact will this have on the area?
Well, it will have a huge impact. Principally, it'll have a reputational impact because Limerick is at the moment trying to build its reputation. The Mungret cement works is in the city now. I mean, the fastest expanding side of the city is that side that leads from Raheen to Mungret. There are hundreds of new houses there, and that's really very much really in the shadow of the cement works. What city wants a huge, faulty old cement works burning 3,500 tires a day, belching out emissions?
Do you feel this will drive people from the area?
Of course it will. I mean, they're already leaving.
What's planned? What action now is Limerick Against Pollution going to take in response to this decision?
Well, we've got a whole suite of different forms of response to what's happening. I mean, we're going to, on one level, obviously appeal. And then we're going to have a big protest march through the city on the 5th of October. And we hope to, you know, attract hundreds, if not thousands of people to that.
And that was Angus Mitchell there from Limerick Against Pollution. Well, we can talk now to Nick Rabbits, who's a journalist with the Limerick Leader newspaper. He's in our Limerick studio this morning. Nick, good morning.
Good morning to you.
And thank you very much for joining us. Mungret, first of all, is it a high residential area?
It is. It's one of the fastest growing parts of the city now. There's permission in place for 800 houses under the public Limerick 2030 plan. And there's also three new schools which have just recently opened in the area. So it is one of the fastest growing parts of Limerick. And a few years ago, Irish Cement lodged a planning permission to do something broadly similar. At that time, it kind of passed off without notice because there was really no one or very few people living in this area at the time. Things have moved on.
And tell us, what waste will Irish Cement, as a result of this decision, be allowed to burn?
They're going to be allowed to burn used tyres, which they are piling up around sites around the country, and solid recovered waste. Now, that's a very catch-all expression, as you can imagine. It emerged during the course of an oral hearing a couple of years ago, an Ambol Panola oral hearing here in Limerick, that there will be all manner of waste that the company will be allowed to burn under this licence, including the likes of animal feed and other litter, which, you know, is kind of quite significant.
But the company want to do this to allow it to move away from using fossil fuel.
Yeah, it's an irony, because the company's approach is that they feel that they're becoming more environmentally friendly by switching away from pet coke, which I think they're one of the few remaining factories in Europe to use pet coke in the production of cement. They feel that switching away and using these tyres and these pieces of waste will make the factory more environmentally friendly, as you've heard from Angus Mitchell there. Protesters feel it'll be the exact opposite. It'll be a real bigger danger to the environment.
But the company says they want to bust a few myths, I suppose. They say that there aren't going to be a million tyres a month burned. It'll be a million tyres per year. And that burning tyres, while it may sound harmful, they say that the way that they will be burnt, they'll be burnt inside a cement kiln. Mm. So it's complete combustion, extreme temperatures. It means there'll be no smoke, no fumes, no increase in emissions.
And that's something that the company constantly points out. And they also make the point that this is the only way. Irish Cement in Limerick, they're a big employer in Limerick. They still have 80 people on their books. I mean, it's down from pre-recession levels, you know. they still have a huge amount of people on their books, and they're saying that this is the only way they can remain competitive. This is the only way to secure the jobs in the factory in Mungret.
Yeah, and they say they're currently wading through the decision, their words, and they're not going to comment any further. But what will happen now? Will there be an appeal of this decision, Nick?
It's the devil's in the detail, rather, because what it is people can, and I was speaking to a councillor about this yesterday afternoon, people can appeal to have changes to the licence that the EPA have given. But from what I understand, the licence is given by the EPA, that can't be revoked or removed. People can appeal against it to say, at the moment, for example, Irish Cement have permission to burn 90,000 tonnes of this material a year. They might, people might try and appeal it and get it down to, say, 60,000 a year.
Okay.
Likewise, Irish Cement could go the other way and say, well, look, we need to burn more. And I think that's a big fear of a lot of the protest groups like Limerick Against Pollution. They feel that Irish Cement could appeal this and say, well, look, no, we want to go up to 120. We need this to remain competitive.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on it. Thank you very much indeed, Nick Rabbits there from the Limerick Leader, 726.